One of the most vulnerable questions that someone can ask me is, how do I save my house from foreclosure? And there's three answers to that. So let me walk you through them. So this morning I got a call from someone who, it turns out, has fallen 3 months behind on their mortgage payment. They avoided it. They hope it would go away, and now we're where we're at. So I figured, you know what? It's important that people understand the importance of not ignoring the problem, but there is some solutions. And I figured I'd go through them and kind of walk you through what you can and can't do so you understand what's going on. If you are in the uncomfortable situation where your parents or yourself are in a situation where you have lost income due to a death in the family, lost a job, health issues, a lot of things, right? And you no longer can afford to pay your mortgage, there's something you need to do immediately. And what you need to do immediately is address it, not ignore it. And also what you don't need to do is what I call the death cycle, the financial death cycle. Let me explain what this is. So you lose your job, and you have half your income, and you no longer can afford your mortgage. You're sitting on a crap load of equity, but from a cash flow income standpoint, you have issues. Well, the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna deplete your savings account. You're gonna tap into your savings, rightfully so, and survive. The problem is if there's no short-term solution, you're gonna go right through those savings accounts. Then you're gonna graduate to your credit cards, because now you have no more cash reserves, but you still want your house. So now you're gonna graduate to credit cards. So you're gonna max those out, and now you owe all that money. Then when that's maxed out, then you're gonna graduate to what? Personal loans from friends and family, because you wanna keep the house. All of it is brave, and I understand what you're doing, because emotionally you don't wanna lose, but you gotta be honest with yourself. If the issue is income, I can no longer afford to do this, there's no short-term solution to the problem, then the only option is to address it by doing one of three things. One is what we call loan modification. Loan modification is where I contact the bank and try to negotiate where what you owe gets put in the rears. That kind of stuff. Now, the bad news about a loan modification is that it has to be bank approved. And let me be honest with you, they're probably not going to approve it because you have too much equity in your house. In other words, if they foreclose on your house, they're going to make a lot of money. So there isn't a lot of incentive to help you. They're not here to help you. They're here to make money. Remember that. The second is to obviously borrow money and pay off the mortgage, the debt. So now the house is free and clear, and you don't have to worry about mortgage payments, only property taxes. Now, obviously, a lot of us don't have $200 or $300 and we're sitting on to pay that. So that one can be more difficult. The third option is to sell. And in this circumstance I described, it's the most favorable one. And the reason I say that is because you avoid going down the financial death cycle. The worst thing you want to do is fall behind, affect your credit, and still have to sell your house, right? So you have 90 days, three missed mortgage payments before they file what's called an NOD, a notice of default. That's a public record, by the way. It goes to the county, and now everybody can see you're falling behind, and that's where you get all the calls and all the letters about, hey, we're gonna let you borrow money to save your house. All BS, by the way. At least most of them are. After they file the NOD, then they're gonna file what's called the NOF, the notice of foreclosure. That's gonna have a date on it. Or it's a trustee sale where they're going to now sell, foreclose on your house. And they're gonna get paid what's owed to them. And you're gonna wanna avoid all of this, because if they file a notice of foreclosure, then you have to sell the house quickly. And if you come to us like this individual did 90 days after the fact, I'm gonna probably have to discount the house to sell it aggressively so it sells quickly. Now, they're still gonna walk away with $250,000. So there's still a lot of money in equity, but they did everything humanly possible to hold on to the property, except accepting the fact that when he lost his job, the amount of money he was making, he was not going to make again, at least not short term. And there was no financial way, cash flow, to stay afloat. But they did exactly what I described. They tapped their savings account. Then they maxed out over $30,000 in credit cards, and they got a loan from the father-in-law, and they're still going to have to sell the house because they have an income issue, right? The best option in this scenario is to accept your situation, sell the home, cash in for them at $210,000, go rent for 12 months. It'll cost you, in the area they're at, it'll probably cost them $30,000 for the year. Reset, find a new job, have the reserves, and then go buy another house. That is optimal. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to buy a house for at least 12 months minimum, because he's got a notice of default. He's on his credit now. So I think it's going to be more than 2 years before, technically, without putting 20% down, that he's going to be able to buy. And all because he went through the situation. So do me a favor. Accept it and embrace the situation. Don't be embarrassed. And let me give you the options and go from there. But the worst thing you can do is ignore it and just go down the financial death cycle.